This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament commenced today. Union Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 and the Delimitation Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the House. Introducing the bills, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. He said the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 will ensure equality for women.
With your kind permission, I propose to introduce the Constitution 121st Amendment Bill 2026 to further amend the Constitution of India.
Quoting Dr. B. R. Ambedkar, Mr. Meghwal stressed that the progress of a community is measured by the degree of progress which women have achieved. He said the time for reservation of 33% seats is here now. Mr. Meghwal said the Narendra Modi government has brought a number of schemes for the economic and social upliftment of women. He cited Mudra Yojana, Lakhpati Didis and Sukanya Samridhi Yojana among the schemes brought by the government. Earlier, the opposition members in the Lok Sabha had pressed for a division against the move to introduce the bills. After use of vote slips, Speaker Om Birla announced that there were 251 ayes and 185 noes. Earlier, when the House assembled, the Lok Sabha today paid tribute to legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle, who passed away in Mumbai at the age of 92. The House also paid obituary references to the passing away of its members, Abu Hasan Khan Chaudhary, Mohsina Kidwai and Hari Narayan Rajbhar. Members of the House observed silence as a mark of respect to the memory of the departed. The Lok Sabha today hailed India's milestone in its nuclear energy program as the indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said this is a significant achievement in India's journey of scientific progress and technological self-reliance. He said on the 6th of this month, the 500-megawatt electric prototype fast-breed reactor successfully attained first criticality. BJP MP in the Lok Sabha, Jagdambika Pal, has said India is the mother of democracy and in that mother of democracy, women's representation will be 33% in the 2029 Lok Sabha elections. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Pal alleged that opposition parties are misleading the country over the delimitation bill and noted that a delimitation commission will be formed and it will be proportionate to the states.
भारत को मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी कहते हैं
इंडिया इज रिगार्डेड एज द मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी इन दिस वेरी मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी द रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ वुमेन इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू रीच 33% इन द लोकसभा इन द 2029 इलेक्शन आई बिलीव दिस विल सेंड अ स्ट्रांग मैसेज टू द वर्ल्ड दिस इंक्रीज्ड पार्टिसिपेशन ऑफ इंडियन वुमेन इन गवर्नेंस पॉलिटिकल प्रोसेस एंड गवर्नमेंट विल बी अ हिस्टोरिक माइलस्टोन
सुशासन में सरकार में ये प्रतिनिधित्व ऐतिहासिक
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent, LOI, on cooperation and military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability.
Chancellor Stocker ki yeh yatra trade aur investment mein nayi urja layegi. Hum Austria ki expertise aur Bharat ki speed aur scale ko jodkar pure vishw ke liye reliable technology aur supply chain sunishchit karenge. हम डिफेंस सेमीकंडक्टर क्वांटम और बायोटेक्नोलॉजी में भी अपनी पार्टनरशिप को सुदृढ़ करेंगे
Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.4% lower in afternoon session today. The Sensex lost 350 points to 77,762, while the Nifty dropped 86 points to 24,145 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.